It is so good to be here. My heart is overflowing. Enough said. 1 Corinthians 12, while you're turning there, I think honestly it's fitting for me or someone like me to be speaking here today. Why? Because I am a product of this ministry. I am a product of this ministry. My spiritual life, my walk, my ministry itself, it honestly is the product of Pastor Mixler, Pastor Hamilton. I am a product of this ministry. This is what faithful ministry in a church does. But as I say that, I would have to add this emphatically. The refining. Every one of you have had your part in shaping the spiritual dimension of Randy Livingston. We are a body. We are a body, and we interact one with another. We act upon one another. And, you know, whether it be around a campfire, talking, working on a project at our home or at the church, maybe having pizza at someone's house, those discussions, watching and observing how Christ has been manifest in my brother and sister, and them ministering to me, producing that, I want to be like that. I want that particular strength to be in my life. Friends, it is not just what goes on, the proclamation in this pulpit. It is the practice in the pew as well. And that leads to the remarks that I want to make today and share with each of us. To move from a body of truth to be protected, as it's delivered here, to a truth to be patterned by embodiment. That's really what Jude wanted. He delivered a body of truth, but that truth is to be embodied by each one of us. That is how we preserve and pass down that testimony. Not just with faithful heralding, as we've had and enjoyed, but a faithful walk of obedience to that. And that interaction that we have as a body is where I'd like us to focus in the next few minutes. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I trust you're already there. And I'd like to share five things from this passage of Scripture. Five, concerning the exercise of our gifts that we have as believers, as children of God, as members in this local family of God. Each one here that names the name of Christ. Each one here that could stand as let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Each one has at least one gift, perhaps more. And so we want to talk about that activity among the family of God, that in a very practical way is what builds up the body of Christ and perpetuates a distinctive scriptural gospel for all the world to see. And that's what this church is about. That's what this church is about, is it not? First thing we want to know, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians was written to answer questions and address issues. And one of those questions was some discussion or issues was some misuse of gifts. Paul devotes three chapters, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14, to this matter of gifts at the Church of Corinth. Three chapters. It's interesting to note that the middle chapter, perhaps one of the more famous passages, if you will, in Scripture, most beloved passages of Scripture, most instructive passages of Scripture, most convicting passages of Scripture, is the passage on love, seated right in the middle of this treatise on gifts. And that teaches us one thing right out of the chute. I feel like this, because even my alliteration comes from this church. You know?
we're going to have some alliteration here, and you can blame these two men down here. That's all. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. You know. So, the exercise of our spiritual gifts. The first is that exercise of those gifts is an expression of love. Okay. We see it right here in chapter 13. Before, as he plops it down in the middle here, that, you know, the exercise of our gifts is a medium for the expression of our love to one another. Galatians reminds us in chapter 5, verse 13, that we are to serve one another in love. And that means I need to be exercising the gift that I have in the body of Christ as a testimony, as an expression of that love. It's interesting, John 5:24 reminds us, we know that we have passed from death into life. Why? Because we like the brethren. No. Because we love the brethren. And that one of the distinctive elements of loving the brethren is exercising the gift that God has given me in the midst of that group of brethren. So, the first thing we want to recognize simply is that the exercise of my gift is an expression of love. We'll talk more about that later. He moves on in chapter 12 in verses 2 and 3. In chapter 1, he starts off with, now concerning spiritual gifts. We're not going to do an examination of the whole passage here, but I want to point out verses 2 and 3 because if you're reading this passage, a normal person reads this passage of Scripture, and 2 and 3 sort of stand out as, whoa, what's he talking about? He starts off talking about gifts, and he backs into these other two verses, and he picks up verses again, as if they're unrelated. They are not. The simple testimony is this. In verse 2, he's trying to set forth, he reminds them that they were led in their previous pagan life, okay, to carried away unto dumb idols, even as ye were led. He's saying that in the contrast to their now spirit-indwelling life. Meaning, you know, both lifestyles were a matter of leading. But now, as believers, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Okay? And one of the emphatic elements of His leading is going to be in the distribution and deployment of spiritual gifts. And He points out in verse 3 that the emphatic